Hello, it's William.
Hey, William, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. This is Zach. We chatted about your house on Druin Drive.
What's that?
You had reached out to us about your house on Druin Drive.
I may have. I'm not sure. Who is this?
Are you selling it? This is Zach.
I'm not sure who you are. Are you with the company or?
Yeah, my company is CBA Homes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's been a while since we've talked. Yeah, still trying to figure some things out. Not quite ready to do anything in particular yet.
Okay. Well, we're still interested. I've sent you a few messages.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of messages from a lot of different folks. Maybe you could resend it. Was it a text message or a voicemail?
Yeah, I can resend it, though.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
What, you know, because I have, like I said, I have houses, you know, all up and down that area. You know, right there near the Second Baptist Church and
right
off River Road in general. What, if you don't mind me asking, what is there something you're waiting on?
Yeah, still trying to understand the valuation of the home. So, have a few things, I'm working on to figure that out. So some known, some unknowns. I'm just trying to keep all of that under wraps until I know more.
Okay. Cool.
Were you one of the folks who actually come and we met with? Are you the one?
No.
Okay.
No, we
haven't.
Yeah,
it's hard to keep track with all the different folks who have.
Hey, man,
you know,
I get it.
Emailing and texting and.
Majority
Zillow.
Of the people are spam anyway.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Yeah.
Hard to know. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm interested. I'll follow.
Yeah. What do you think it's worth?
I think it's worth whatever somebody would pay you for it.
Yeah.
So
have you done a comp evaluation for it?
Not an in-depth one. I mean, you know, I know, and the reason that being is, you know, if you're not on my end of things, it's, you know, we're licensed agents as well, but if so sometimes I will have my realtor hat on, sometimes I'm playing investor, sometimes I'm a contractor.
Which hat do you think you'd be wearing related to this property?
More than likely, you know, savvy real estate investor, realtor.
Gotcha.
I mean,
the home's in great shape, and everything that can be seen online. There's a couple of new pictures of the exterior that are just updated, but the vast majority, sorry, I'm getting my vehicle. The vast majority of what is on the internet, I think it's been scrubbed off Zillow because it's no longer what the house looks like. But I think it exists on realtor.com.
Three bedrooms, three bathrooms, right?
Yeah, that's still correct, but it's been totally remodeled on the inside. So, new kitchen, new bath, two new baths, you know, updated painting scheme everywhere. It doesn't look like it
looks
in the pictures. So I think if somebody was just looking at it as an off market listing, they would see some things and they would know the nuts and bolts of the house, but wouldn't know the state.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I mean,
yeah,
you know, in 30 seconds. Right. You know, with what I've really looked at, other than talking with you, I mean, I would say in that 550 area.
Yeah.
On a retail side.
Definitely not in the ballpark that we'd be interested at this point. So.
Well, I'm not making you an offer. I'm just telling you,
yeah,
off the 30 seconds I've looked at it, that's where I would start at 550 is what I would, without doing anything, just it's me guessing.
Sure.
I haven't looked at any comps. I haven't done any homework on it, but I would probably say that's a safe bottom dollar bet right there.
Gotcha.
So,
no, I appreciate the phone call, and yeah, it's been totally remodeled, and there's a 3-car 1,100 square foot in the back that also isn't really described or photographed.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's there. There we go. So we're probably sixes now. Yeah, sixes. I mean, and that's I didn't know about the garage.
Yeah, the listing doesn't do the property justice, which is back in 2017 when we bought it. The same pictures were there online. And that was a whole different world in 2017. I think the house is on the market for quite a bit longer than they are today. So we actually had the luxury of coming down and seeing it and looking at everything, and then we totally redone everything. So yeah, if we end up updating what is there and go down the next call, I'll see you again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're interested in it one way or the other.
Sure.
And, if it makes sense, then we can go forward. If not, then, at least we said we tried, right?
Yeah, so you'd be looking at buying it and then selling it?
No, not necessarily. You know, from the point... I would look at like putting it on the market for your best value add. That's what I would be looking at it for.
I gotcha. Well, we're still trying to figure a few things out, but I appreciate you reaching out, showing interest.
All right, man. We'll definitely follow up with you.
Take care.